For WSKG News, I'm Solveig Wastvedt. Changes to New York's standardized testing are in the air. Governor Cuomo's Common Core Task Force finished its public sessions last month examining the state's standards and testing program. And Ed Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia has already pledged to shorten the exams. But a new study wants the state to rethink how it calculates time spent on tests. Robin Jacobowitz at SUNY New Paltz says testing takes more time in schools than we realize. She co-authored a report on the fixed costs of standardized tests. That's the extra chunks of time they eat up, preparing, getting students back on track afterwards.
They're little increments. You know, you have just 14 minutes to prep the room and 12 minutes to deliver instructions, but they add up. Things add up.
It adds up to about an hour and a half extra on an average test day for teachers in grades 3 through 8. According to the study, that's more time than is used for the tests themselves. Jacobowitz says Commissioner Elia's recent efforts to trim the tests 3rd through 8th graders take won't shrink those fixed costs. They happen every day a test is given, regardless. She says look for another solution.
You know, I'm not sure that it needs to be 3 days ELA, 3 days math in every single grade, every single year. I think we can be smarter about that.
Elia is looking for further revisions to testing and state standards with a task force of her own. Governor Cuomo's Common Core Task Force results should come out in his January budget address. Solveig Wastvedt, WSKG News.